You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For many Americans, the ox is a symbol of the pioneer era, an animal that became unnecessary with the invention of mechanical farm equipment. But oxen are still being used today, especially in developing countries where tractors are too expensive for most farmers. This weekend, the Midwest Ox Drovers Association will be having their annual gathering, with activities like oxen obstacle courses and haymaking demonstrations. The president of the association, Rob Collins, met me at Tillers International in Scotts to show me how the ox is one smart animal.
Well, hello there, little guys.
The first team I ever had, I trained, I got them when one was 4 days old and one was 10 days old. And within 2 weeks, they would work in a yoke together. And within 3 weeks, they would pull a little load, just hauling brush and things like that. So these guys here, I would assume, are a couple of months old. You know, an ox is just, it's any kind of cattle that's trained to work. It's just a working title. So if you have cattle, you have oxen as long as you provide a little training to them.
Would you say that oxen are much smarter animals than what people give them credit for, and cattle, for that matter?
Yeah, the person who came up with the expression dumb as an ox had clearly never been outsmarted by one. They're at least as smart as dogs. They remember people. They remember individual people. So the oxen out here, I haven't worked them in several months, but they'll know me. All the oxen here at Tillers are very friendly. This is Pollux here. So he's one of the twins. Castor and Pollux are a team that work together. They're about 4 years old. So they're not quite a ton each, but they're getting close to that. They don't miss any meals. They really love a good scratching. So it always makes them easier to approach if you're constantly, every time you're around them, you give them a little scratch. They remember that and they appreciate it. So this is the yoke that these guys use.
A yoke is a wooden harness that attaches the oxen to the cart.
This is one that was made here at Tillers. I think it's elm. It's a heavy yoke. Relative to the weight of the animal, though, I always tell people it's about like wearing your t-shirt, because they weigh so much that even a 60 or 70 pound yoke is just not that heavy. Castor doesn't want to stand in the water so much. One of the major advantages over a horse is that yoke is the only equipment you really need to hitch them up. So internationally, if, you know, you might spend $1,000 on a horse harness, and a yoke that you can make yourself will do all of the same stuff, and the animals can work in comfort in that. Castor, ho.
Pollux, step off.
We usually put the more dominant animal on the outside. They like their space a little better. And so it makes a turn toward you easier, because the more dominant animal will just naturally want to get in front of the other. So a left turn is quite a bit easier with a team of oxen than a right turn. With a right turn, you've got to get the less dominant animal to step into the space of the more dominant animal. The reasons historically for oxen are the same ones that exist internationally for oxen today. A farmer can use a team of oxen with very little outside training. Once they get the team in shape, then they can go right to work, and there's pretty good longevity for an ox. You can get maybe 10 to 15 years of work out of an ox. They're a lot less susceptible to disease, so a lot of work that Tillers does in Africa is training people to just work a little more efficiently with their oxen, because a tractor is just not an option in a place where a lot of farmers are living on $1 to $2 a day. A $20,000 tractor that burns a fuel that you couldn't afford is just not a practical option. And horses are a lot more susceptible to tropical diseases. And so the historical practicality of an ox is the same as the modern practicality. There's still in the world about 400 million working cattle.
That was Rob Collins of the Midwest Ox Drovers Association. The association will do free demonstrations this weekend at Tillers International in Scotts. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.